authors are often known for having interesting facts. Sometimes I provide you some of mine as well. Almost 26 years ago to the day, we're like 4 days off, The Lion King premiered. June 24th, 1994. 26 years ago, right around the corner. And I remember that movie very well. It actually was, I don't remember the name of the movie theater, but it's right over here off Dutton. Remembering is going to be important to come out again. And I don't remember exactly how we got these special tickets, but it's my understanding that we were one of the first families in Louisville to see the movie. And I remember that ever since. It was, they made a big deal out of it. And it was special. It was just kind of special to know that we were one of the first ones to see it. And in this movie, there is the theme of remembering that Simba has lost his father, Mufasa. I think I've got that right. And he is killed tragically, and Simba runs away. And Rafiki, the priest character in the movie, helps him to remember by striking him on the head exactly where he had been anointed at his birth. It all plays in. It's very beautiful. And then he looks into the pond, the little lake there, and he sees an image of his father and hears from the clouds, "Remember, remember, remember who you are." And it's from that that Simba then has the courage to go back and do what he needs to do, to fight for himself and for his family, for his father's memory. It's in remembering who he is that he is then able to do what he needs to do. And how much it is important to be able to remember. Another interesting fact, a little Hebrew for you, just for a moment. The word zakar in Hebrew is the verb for to remember. But it's also, Hebrew is a funny language, and don't get me wrong, I'm not an expert by any means. So if you are, then please correct me in my oversimplifying this reality. But zakar is the verb to remember, but also the noun for man. To remember, but also man. And how important it is for our fathers to help us remember who we are. Just as Simba needed his dad and the stand-in for his dad, the priest, to help him remember who he is. It's important on this celebration of Father's Day to give thanks to our fathers for helping us remember who we are. And remember in Hebrew, zakar is not necessarily to pull up random facts. That might be why Dad loses his keys or whatever it might be. But it's rather the actions that help us to remember. What we say, what we do, how we act, and how we live. It's a deeper understanding of remembering, not just knowledge, but again, more of who we are. Now, all fathers aren't perfect. We don't always get this lesson perfectly, but it is important to look for this remembrance of who we are, especially in our fathers, and to convey that to our sons. This is extra important because the world desires to tell us that we are replaceable and dispensable and forgettable. That we kind of don't matter that much, and that who you are, you know, you make of it what you will, but it really doesn't matter so much. You're just dust, ultimately. Father are the ones to help us remember that we are irreplaceable, indispensable, and unforgettable. That especially to our Heavenly Father, that we are made in the image of God, unique from our very conception, irreplaceable. For there's never another one like you or me on this earth. Some of you are thinking, thanks be to God. Amen. That we can never be forgotten, that God has a specific plan for you. That God knows you. God desires for you to live out that plan. God knows you so well that He knows the hairs, the number of hairs on your head. If we listen to this gospel with the understanding that Christ is trying to help us remember who we are in the eyes of the Father, you are more important than the sparrow. And yet God knows intimately every sparrow. How much more does God know you? Well, He knows how many hairs are on your head. He's loving some of you all a lot more than He loves me. I'm just rolling with Him today, aren't I? Happy Father's Day. We look to our fathers, and perhaps, as awkward and even silly as it is, we could ask our fathers, help me to remember who I am, especially when I do stupid things. How often it was our fathers, when we got in trouble, that helped us remember that you're better than that. You know better. You can do better. We see in our world the ramifications of not having this reminder. And I think we are seeing it played out on our very streets. That there are, well, some other factoids that I want to share with you. And these are not nearly as, uplifting. If you look it up, 0.7% of the adult population of the United States is incarcerated. Most of those are men. Many of those are men. Many of those are fathers. Now, one could simply simplify that and say one out of every 100 adults is in prison. But that's not quite true because it's 0.7%. What's more accurate to say is that 2 of every 300 adults in the United States is in prison. 2 out of every 300. Sisters and brothers, that's insane. And it's not that I'm saying that people who do bad things shouldn't be punished. Not what I'm saying. It's that something has gone wrong. And that will continue to replicate itself. If you take the father out of the household, then the children don't have someone to help them remember who they are. 2 out of every 300 adults. And the African American population is overly represented in excessive ways in our prison system. That many in the African-American community are uncertain what to do with this reality. Many, it seems, want to look beyond that to find other solutions. It's almost as if the fathers are gone. We might as well just move on. But how much the fathers are needed in society. None of this is to say that this is just the answer. But it has a serious effect on a capacity to know and to live and to truly be who we are. For people to remember, especially when things get difficult. And for a community that has many difficulties at the set point, how important it is to have their confidence. Perhaps, maybe, our society has overly emphasized justice and shot ourselves in the foot by removing the fathers from the community. What happens when that just, it's a spike? More and more commit themselves to acts of violence and crime. It's a reality that I think if we let ourselves sit with it for a moment, we can see what happens. The despair that can set in if that many fathers are removed from the community. Devastating. We come here to remember who we are from our Father in heaven. We look to our fathers to remember who we are. We display that for our sons. Let's do our best, do our part, and pray to God, our Father in heaven, that He help us all remember truly who we are.